Sean in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with a moist basement. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, my basement, I finally got the outside fixed. I heard you guys say if it's a rain event, it's usually drainage. So I got that done. And
oh, great.
And now there's like some kind of ceramic or waterproofing on the walls, and it's flaking off onto the floor. And it's been there. The house was built in the 70s, and I was wondering a good way to clean that up and what I could put on the walls to re-waterproof it.
Okay, so I think what you're talking about are mineral salt deposit. It's sort of like a whitish, grayish, powdery substance?
Yeah, this is like it's been spackled on, though.
Oh, so somebody put something on the walls and it's releasing and falling off the block.
Right.
Hmm. Okay, what do you plan to do with these walls?
I just want to just waterproof them again, get the mold off of them and clean them up.
So I don't know that you have mold on the walls. It sounds to me like you've got some sort of a finish that's separating. So can you scrape it off? Will it release easily?
Yeah. I just didn't know, being in the 70s, where it might have asbestos in it, or is there a good, better way to clean it up?
I would say not likely. Of course, you could have that tested too. But if it's coming off easily, I would remove it. And if I put anything on the walls at all, it would simply be a damp proofing material like a Thompson's water seal. And remember, the purpose of that is not to waterproof your walls. It's to slow down the evaporation of moisture from the soil outside into the walls and any mineral salts that will be drawn through because of that. You're not going to waterproof simply by painting your walls. It just doesn't happen that way. You waterproof by redirecting the water away from the house, which it sounds like you've already tackled on the outside.
Yeah, it took me about 15 years, but I finally got it.
Yeah, if it scrapes off easily, I would continue to take the rest of it off. I'd clean it up. I'd put a couple of coats of damp-proofing paint on it, and I'd call it a day.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, people tend to think sometimes that everything that's black and dark is moldy, and it's not always the case, especially when you're talking about concrete block walls. The walls themselves don't grow mold. It's what's attached to them that grows the mold. And those home test kits are notoriously inaccurate, and they can be misleading.
Well, there's so many different kinds. I think you're bound to get some sort of reading.
And it's normal to have mold in a house. You're always going to have some level of mold. So it's very misleading and really should only be used in the hands of a professional.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.